Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily. I'm excited to dive into today's technical insights and updates in the world of AMD GPUs, AI, and ML workloads. We've got a packed agenda today, so let's jump right into it. Quick headline overview. Today we have several key topics to cover. 1. AMD and Microsoft have announced significant collaborations at GDC 2026, focusing on DirectX ML, direct storage, and new developer tools. 2. Linux 7.0 is addressing an idle power issue for RDNA 4 GPUs, which is crucial for compute workloads. 3. Intel has updated its LLM Scalar VLLM to support more Qwen 3 3.5 models, expanding its capabilities in the AI space. 4. Lastly, we'll discuss a significant deal where China's ByteDance will access a massive GPU cluster through a Malaysian cloud operator, highlighting the ongoing global GPU dynamics. Deep dive on all items. AMD and Microsoft collaboration at GDC 2026. First up, let's talk about the exciting partnership between AMD and Microsoft unveiled at GDC 2026. The two companies are collaborating to enhance the Windows graphics ecosystem through DirectX ML, direct storage, and various developer tools. One of the standout announcements is the AMD Radeon Ray Tracing Analyzer, which provides developers with a toolkit to analyze the performance of ray tracing applications. This tool helps identify bottlenecks, making it a crucial asset for developers working on graphics-intensive applications. Microsoft introduced a public developer preview of Direct Storage 1.4, which now includes Z-standard compression for game assets. This is a game changer for developers as it allows for better compression ratios and significantly faster load times. AMD is closely involved in optimizing this feature for both AMD GPUs and CPUs, with plans to release these enhancements in a public driver later this year. Additionally, the DirectX tooling features have seen a major upgrade. New features like DirectX dump files and live shader debugging will streamline GPU crash diagnostics and allow real-time shader debugging on Windows. This is particularly exciting as it brings console-level tools to PC developers, enhancing the overall development experience. Microsoft also showcased the Shader Explorer for Pix, which provides low-level compile-time performance insights for shaders. AMD is supporting this from day one, ensuring that developers can utilize hardware-specific optimization guidance directly within their workflows. Linux 7.0 AMD GPU Fix. Switching gears to Linux developments, a fix is on the way for the Linux 7.0 kernel to address an idle power issue with AMD RDNA 4 GPUs. This issue was identified following compute workloads, such as those run by the Llama.cpp application, where the GPUs were reported to remain at full utilization, even when idle. The upcoming patch will adjust the S oversubscription timer to mitigate high power consumption without requiring firmware updates. This is crucial for users performing inference tasks, as it will lead to more efficient power management and better overall performance. AMD is also working on releasing updated MES firmware to address the underlying issues more permanently. This kind of proactive approach to power management is essential for maintaining efficiency in compute-heavy environments. Intel's LLM Scalar VLLM update. In the AI landscape, Intel has rolled out an update to its LLM Scalar VLLM, which is a Docker-based deployment tool for large language models. This latest version expands support for several Qwen 3 3.5 models, including Qwen 3.5-27B and Qwen 3.5i35B-A3B. This update is significant as it enhances the deployment capabilities for AI workloads on Intel Arc graphics hardware. By leveraging the improvements in Intel's Project Battle Matrix, users can expect better performance and easier access to advanced AI models. ByteDance accessing Blackwell GPU cluster. Finally, let's discuss the major deal involving ByteDance and a cloud operator in Malaysia. ByteDance is set to access a staggering 36,000 Blackwell GPUs through this arrangement, which will be pivotal for their AI research and development efforts. This cluster, valued at around $2.5 billion, will be operated by Aolani Cloud and will allow ByteDance to leverage NVIDIA's powerful GPUs while complying with U.S. export controls. It's fascinating to see how global cloud infrastructure is evolving and how companies are navigating regulatory landscapes to access cutting-edge technology. NVIDIA's compliance teams are ensuring that all shipments comply with the necessary regulations, which highlights the complexities involved in international tech collaborations. While ByteDance is based in China, its operations through this Malaysian cloud infrastructure are legally permissible under current export rules, allowing them to tap into advanced AI capabilities. Closing thought. As we look to the future, the collaboration between AMD and Microsoft at GDC 2026 is a testament to the rapid advancements in GPU technology and AI integration. With new tools and optimizations on the horizon, developers are poised to create even more immersive and efficient applications. The ongoing improvements in Linux support for AMD GPUs and the strategic moves in the global GPU landscape, such as ByteDance's cloud access, indicate a vibrant and competitive environment. Stay tuned for more updates as we continue to explore the evolving world of GPUs, AI, and ML workloads. Thank you for joining me today on the AMD GPU Daily.